Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Mr. Speaker, the American people have lost trust in this government. The government spooks are drunk on power, and it's time for Congress to intervene to prevent the invasion of privacy by government against the citizens.
He's right. I'm sitting here drinking a cup of coffee. I realize there's a couple of, well, he's a congressman from Texas, Ted Poe. Government spooks are drunk on power. And he's right. So today is Twisted Turkey Thursday on the Savage Nation. It's a new feature. Twisted Turkey Thursday. If you support amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, mainly from Mexico, if you support spying on innocent civilians, if you support Obama's going to war against Syria to bury his scandals, call the Savage Nation right now at 855-400-7282 and please justify your opinion to the millions of listeners who are listening intently in this in these troubling times, because there's been a coup in America, a coup by a small gang that is running roughshod over the Constitution, roughshod over the citizenry, roughshod over the world, and getting away with it. And so if you're one of those who support amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, as I said, I'll repeat it, though, because most of you are incapable of remembering anything. If you support spying on innocent civilians by your friends in the government and can justify it, and if you support Obama's, well, newly declared war on Syria, can you please call and explain Amnesty Spying War, Twisted Turkey Thursday, 855-400-7282. Now, yesterday, in hour number two of the Savage Nation, we had probably one of the most astonishing calls of my radio career, my 19 years in radio, when a man called the show named John, never heard of him. He said that he worked for one of the largest intelligence contractors in the world on a massive program known as Echelon, which intercepted private and commercial communications going back to the 1970s. The headline is, Michael Savage caller says Americans have been spied on for decades. It was a blockbuster of a call, probably one of the most important calls in my career in talk radio, certainly because we live with a controlled press that made it to no website. Thank goodness for WorldNet Daily. They wrote the article up, and it's now up on my website, Michael Savage caller, Americans spied on for decades. In his conversation, John said to get around the Constitution and laws, they based the program out of another country, England. They routed it back to the NSA building, which was 14 stories below the ground, said John. In his conversation with Savage, John didn't name the contractor, but revealed the company was based in Sunnyvale, California, which is the headquarters of Lockheed Martin Space Systems Company. He said Echelon analysts used the computer program that scanned the communications for keywords. They're listening to everything that it goes on. He said they know what everybody does. John said his company builds satellites over there that can read the data on a dime. Savage noted that many people are saying, if you've got nothing to hide, why should you be afraid of this? But as Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian author, wrote, Savage said, everyone is guilty of something or has something to conceal. All one has to do is look hard enough to find what it is. Well, you can read the rest yourself. After John hung up, we spoke with him, and he was in tears because the government broke him. Even though he was a government worker, he's dying, no health care. They've thrown him out to die. Now I wake up, and I find out that on top of all the scandals and spying on Americans, as I nightmarishly predicted, Obama would burn a nation to the ground to hold on to power. He declared war on Syria tonight. And you called yourself a liberal. You call yourself a liberal. Do you even know what the word means? Do you have any idea what the word liberal means? You're not embarrassed by this fraud in the White House? You're not embarrassed by this entire system that is basically, I'll have to call it government anarchy. There's no other words for it. This is not Democrat-Republican. This is government anarchy. It's a government operating and spinning out of control on its own. It's like a rogue satellite that fell out of space, fell down to Earth, and is running the Earth. Amnesty spying war. And yet there are fools who actually support amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, not realizing that they'll be gobbled up by the locusts. Their health care will disappear. The streets will be crime-ridden. They support spying on Americans, not knowing that they're being spied upon. And they support the warmongers, like John McCain, who works, obviously, for the defense establishment as a front man. I mean, he is the military-industrial complex. How else do you explain an old twisted turkey like him getting reelected in Arizona when the people there hate him? So, since this is a talk show, and since this is not a government operation, and since this, unlike most in the media, except for talk radio and the internet, is not state-controlled, I take opposition calls. I want to hear opposition calls. What a picture we have of this Syrian that we're doing business with. If this doesn't put chills through your spine, you have to go to michaelsavage.com and see the picture Art found under the headline, Obama Declares War to Bury Scandals. You must see the picture of the man that Obama has just done a deal with to go to war against Assad. Now, you know, Russia is supporting Assad. You understand what's at stake, don't you? Even the dumbest of you can understand what's at stake. Now, 2 weeks ago, Obama said that he didn't know if they had used chemical weapons. He wasn't sure. And I supported him. I said, there's no evidence. All of a sudden, as the scandals have escalated, he suddenly decided that they did use sarin gas. Well, I ask, where are the pictures? Where's the evidence? I ask, where's the United Nations? I ask, where's the UN Human Rights Commission? I ask, where is the evidence that Assad used chemical weapons? I haven't seen it. Have you? Now, we know when Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons on the poor Kurdish people, there was video of that. It was horrendous to see twisted, bloated bodies. Nobody could argue with that. But how can anyone believe this liar? One scandal after another, and now he says he knows they use sarin gas. Where is the evidence? Where is the UN? Where's the international community? Do you believe him? Do you believe that they use sarin gas, and therefore we should go to war now? Now, whose side are we on? We're on the side of Al-Qaeda. We're on the side of Al-Qaeda in Syria, a group that killed a 15-year-old boy last week, executed him in front of his parents, because he insulted the Prophet Muhammad. They took him out and they killed him in front of his parents. That's who Obama is creating a no-fly zone for and sending heavy weapons to. I would say to you that I get sick reading this and I can't do it anymore. I wouldn't be lying to you, but I will do it because I'm not going to quit. I just can't walk away from this anymore. I cannot believe what's going on, how this country is unraveling so rapidly. I feel as though the country has unraveled right in front of my eyes. There's been a coup, and that I don't know who's on our side anymore. I have no way to tell you that this is not wearing on me. It is wearing on me. I came to work today figuring I'd read you some of my... I would lighten the load a little bit for me and the listener. I would read some of my family stories and give... Everyone loves those. I can't do it right now. How is this possible? How is this possible that this man gets away with this? Well, there's an answer. The answer's simple. There's been a coup. There's no government anymore. That's all. It's that simple. And I say, well, wait a minute. What do you mean there's been a coup? Yeah, there's been a coup in America. We've had a coup in the United States of America. And, you know, I used to say beware the government media complex. But I'm going to polish that a little bit. It's not a government media complex. The media is the government. So when you see the stoners on ABC, CBS, NBC wearing pancake makeup with nice suits giving you the state news, they are the government. When you see the empty skirts on CNN like Candy Crowley, that slob, that buffo frog who threw the election by attacking Romney and used stilted questions so that Obama could finally shine again after he lost the first debate, she is the government. She works for the government. All of these people are government agents, one way or the other. I don't mean they receive a check from the government. I don't mean little Wolfie Blitzer receives a check from the Defense Department. Don't get me wrong. But he receives a check from CNN's holding company, Time Warner, which, in my opinion, is part of the government in the sense that it represents only government-controlled positions. So if you represent only government-controlled positions, you're in essence a state-owned entity. You are Izvestia or Pravda, which existed in the Soviet Union as official organs of the Stalinist regime. Is it any different in America? With rare exception, yes. And those exceptions are diminishing ever so rapidly. Now, I've given you a great big of bit of information right now. And I've asked you if you support spying, if you support amnesty for illegal aliens, if you support war in Syria. Try to justify your position by calling 855-400-7282. And we're getting all of the opposition now, which is good. Let's begin with a man named Tom in Florida on... No, wait a minute. John in Boca Raton, Rat's Mouth, WFTL. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, you know, the last few days we've been ragging on Obama about the phone scandals. And, you know, this all happened when the Republicans had the House and the Senate, and they passed all these laws that he'd be able to do this. The Congress...
Yeah, but sir, would you please slow down? As I have pointed out, I supported the Patriot Act when we debated it in 2002 because it was highly controlled. It was used strictly to intercept calls between foreigners who were known to be terrorists and known to associate with terrorists and any Americans calling those foreigners. It was not turned on the average American citizen. Aren't you aware of that?
Yeah, but shouldn't the United States...
Well, don't give me yeah, but. Did you hear what I said or not? So don't lump apples with oranges and now start blaming Nixon. How stupid can you be? Why must you continue to hold your line when you've lost the argument already? You just acknowledge that it's different under Obama than under Bush. That he's got, it's like Bush's Patriot Act turned over to Joseph Stalin. How could you want the government to spy on you?
I don't want them to spy.
Well, they are, you moron. It's you too, you idiot. You think because you're a good liberal and you paid your dues to the Communist Party USA, meaning the Democrat Socialist Party, they're not going to come after you, you idiot? You got your little card, huh? Your Communist Party USA card, meaning the Democrat card. Tom in Florida, another opponent. Go ahead, Tom. You're up. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I'm a big fan. I love your show. I just want to disagree with you on this point. I'm a retired U.S. Foreign Service officer. I served overseas with the State Department and embassies, and I had some sensitive assignments. I had a high security clearance, and as bad as it may sound to you, when you take the oath and you protect classified information, you have to keep that sacred, Michael. That's the bottom line.
Well, has Obama kept his oath sacred?
Oh, as far as Obama, I have a lot to say about him. I mean, but...
Well, no, you said that when you take your oath, you're supposed to keep it. Did Bill Clinton keep his oath? Did Obama keep his oath? I mean, it's very nice to hear that. I was a Boy Scout once,
yeah,
and I read the Boy Scout oath. Are you telling me Hillary Clinton has kept her oath to support the Constitution?
Well, I was just referring to the Snowden situation.
Well, of course, because he's an easy duck for you to shoot down.
Well, Mike, I love your show. I'm just saying that in my...
Well, you don't have to love my show. You could actually detest my show and detest me. But I'm asking you another question. Why do you think that this man did something wrong when he's done America a great public service? I personally think he's one of our greatest heroes. And by the way, I don't know if you heard the caller last night who worked for a defense contractor who said that according to him, because I asked him unprompted, do you think, John, I said, do you think that Edward Snowden, who fled to Hong Kong, is a hero or a traitor? He said in plain English, he's a hero. Now, I say he was in the defense business. Can't you understand that he was doing it for the public good, Tom?
Yeah. Michael, that was Moffett Field. I'm familiar with that facility in Sunnyvale. But just one final comment. This case with Snowden very closely parallels that Christopher Boyce situation. If you read the book or see the movie, it's so much like that. And I think it just...
Well, what is it that he has done? What is it that he has done that will not help the American people? Let me put it in that light. Don't you think the American people are now alarmed to learn that their government is spying on them, innocent people?
Yes, but Michael, when you take an oath of secrecy...
All right, let's put the oath aside for 1 minute. Let's take that as a separate issue. Okay, if this spying program was so valid, why did they miss the Muslims who conducted the Boston Marathon bombing?
I agree with you.
That's because the spying program does not apply to Muslims or mosques. There is a cordon sanitaire around Islamists and Muslims in the United States of America. What does that tell you about the commander-in-chief?
I know. I know, Michael. I listen to you every night. I agree with you.
All right. Well, we can disagree as gentlemen on this without getting vituperative, if you wish, or angry, or insulting. There's no need to do that. I hear you on the oath of office, but, you know, let me put it to you another way. You know, many Nazis took an oath of office to the SS and to the Reich, and a few of them decided that they'd rather face a firing squad than go along with the program. Would you say that they were traitors to the Third Reich? I'll let you ponder that. Think about what I just said. There were Nazi officers who turned on Hitler all during the war because they couldn't stomach what he was doing. Now, of course, this is not Nazi Germany. We don't have death camps. But we are on the road to a fascist dictatorship, as sure as I'm sitting here. Because if you follow the arc of this movie, you have to understand there's an arc in every story. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's PREPPED.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
Win a $5,000 American Express gift card and weekly Movie Buddy passes for a year. Visit KSFO.com and let us know in 25 words or less why your dad is the best dad in the world. Deadline is Friday, June 14th at 2 p.m. Winners will be selected randomly. Celebrate Dad this Father's Day with a chance to win a $5,000 American Express gift card and weekly Movie Buddy passes for a year. To win, visit the contest page now at KSFO.com.
They say acre for acre, Marion may be the best test in golf. Winning here will demand precision like no other course. It'll test your skill at every turn, provoke you on every bend, and intimidate you on every approach. They say it's a short course, but in the end, someone will be standing tall. The U.S. Open. First round coverage today on ESPN.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
If you're an executive looking to make a change in your career, you know that it takes commitment, focus, and a healthy dose of inspiration. In other words, change doesn't come easy. But if you're up for it, we're up for it. Pursue your executive MBA at Pepperdine's Graziadio School of Business and Management. And from day one, you'll see how we do things differently. We offer a unique 19-month program where classes meet once every 3 weeks to fit your schedule at our Santa Clara graduate campus. And because the real world is often the best classroom, we offer students a chance to do a live case study on their own company. No change doesn't come easy, but when it does, it can change everything. With our 20-year history, the Executive MBA at Pepperdine's Graziadio School of Business and Management could be just the change you're looking for. To learn more, visit bschool.pepperdine.edu or call 800-766-5062.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Back to Twisted Turkey Thursday on the Savage Nation, and I've asked those of you who support amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, those of you who support spying on innocent civilians, and those of you who support Obama's just declared war on Syria to call the Savage Nation program at 855-400-7282. We have a few open lines. Let's begin with Mitch in Florida on WFTL. Mitch, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I definitely support getting into Syria because you ever heard the expression, the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Look who we're fighting against. We're talking about Iran. You're talking about Assad.
So no, you support going to war on the side of who?
Against the... We're going...
No, I didn't say against who. Who is it that Obama is sending heavy weapons to and providing air cover for? Who are the rebels? Do you know?
Well, there's several different groups, and he's going to be supplying the more I guess.
Oh, it's only going to be in the hands of the good ones with the tight dungarees and the iPhones, not the Al Qaeda members who cut off heads.
Well, look,
So you support the war. When are you enlisting? When are you enlisting to fight over there? I guess you want Mrs. Jones' boy to go over there and die for your friends in Israel. Is that it?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasure, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, you get free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO, starting with traffic in the North Bay, southbound 101 Sausalito. We've got the third lane from the left blocked as you come off the Richardson Bay Bridge. Look for some delays. Northbound is where the traffic is, though. You'll find it heavy as you make your way through Corte Madera. Also slow in Nevada, northbound 101 from Roland towards the Narrows. Eastbound 37 getting better, but it's still backed up before the Petaluma River Bridge as you make your way over to 121. Eastbound 80 about Ashby, have an accident. Should be clear, but all the approaches to the maze are jammed up as you head for the East Shore. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge still slow as you make your way from the metering lights over to 101. South Bay, southbound 101 still slow. Fair Oaks down to Oakland Road. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Big O Tires. This week, visit BigOTires.com, choose the store nearest you, and download the coupon for $50 off on any purchase of $199 or more. Some restrictions apply. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater as a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. PlumbingTechAndRepipe.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Savage Nation is getting lonelier and lonelier and lonelier at the top. Very, very lonely. There's so few left who realize what's going on. Yeah, during the Vietnam War, there was a song, You Gotta Kill for Peace, and here we are again. As the wheel turns, you gotta kill for peace. In the name of terror, in the name of fighting terror, we have the right to terrorize you. So we're having a day on the show today called Twisted Turkey Thursday on the Savage Nation. If you're a Twisted Turkey who supports amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, or you're a Twisted Turkey who supports spying on innocent civilians, or you're a Twisted Turkey who supports Obama's just declared war against Syria, state your position and why. We don't have to insult each other. We can just simply, I'll listen to you, I'll argue with you. If it doesn't get insulting, I won't insult you. You insult me, I'll cut you to ribbons and cut you off. Why? Because it's my show. That's all. It's unfair. The world is unfair, and talk radio is even more unfair. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Oh, he's gone. Oh, the guy, we don't have it. All right, Tim in California, line one, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Regarding Snowden, he's definitely a hero. Sometimes you have to break the law to do the right thing.
You know, what I'd like to remind everybody of a movie called Serpico from the 1970s where Al Pacino played the cop known as Serpico. Serpico was a cop inside the NYPD who was not corruptible. And he saw what was going on. They were taking money from drug dealers, what, all sorts of things like that in the corrupt days of the NYPD. Serpico went up against the NYPD. They almost killed him. They set him up for a shootout in an apartment, and the bad guy shot him in the face. Remember the movie Serpico? Everyone might remember that movie. Even some of the young kids could remember the movie Serpico because Pacino's such an important actor. Well, Snowden is Serpico. You get it? That's the story. Of course, the people say, well, that Serpico was no good. He embarrassed the NYPD. He took an oath to his brotherhood. No, he was a hero. Now, this could be a generational thing. I keep saying to you, you have to know who you're listening to. And if I have to repeat it every day, I'm going to repeat it every day. My undergraduate degree was a Bachelor of Science degree. All of the non-science courses were classic liberal arts courses. 90% of the teachers were probably liberal. I have no idea. I was too young and uninformed to know. I didn't know it. I assumed they were all liberal. So I was raised in all of the liberal literature, and so was anybody else in this country who went to college. Do you understand that? And as a young undergraduate, I learned what the signs were of an oppressive government. As a young undergraduate, I was warned about tyranny. As a young undergraduate, I was warned about fascism. As a young undergraduate, I was warned about an overreaching government. As a young undergraduate, you get the picture? So now here we are. Everything I was taught to fear as a young undergraduate in a liberal arts program has come to pass under Barack Hussein Obama. And yet he has the minions of those who support him for one reason. Either they're blind or they have a good living as a result of supporting him. And this is what goes on in a country that is in turmoil. You have a vast bureaucracy that supports an administration, no matter how corrupt or immoral it may be, because their bread is buttered by that administration. You then have millions of people whose living depends upon the administration or the government, and their bread is buttered by them, so they naturally support them. And then you have millions of people who are so ignorant they don't know what's going on around them. And then you have approximately 30% of the people who do know what's going on who oppose a corrupt, immoral administration. And that's approximately the number that we had just prior to the American Revolution. I don't think you understand that either. Many of you don't know that many of the colonists did not want to go to war against Britain. They had nice, comfortable businesses. They were doing well. They figured King George was an A.H., but so what? Who cared? They were selling nice wooden wheels to the military. Yeah, who cares what they do? You know, Martha and I have it good. We do good. We got a few thousand slaves and a few thousand. Why do I care what the British do? So there were many colonists who were opposed to the Revolutionary War. They hated George Washington. They hated those who were willing to fight the oppressive King George. It was only about 30-32% of the people who were willing to fight the oppressive tyranny of King George in the American Revolution. I'm not calling for revolution because I'm a talk show host, not a revolutionary. Make no mistake about it. Never confuse me with a politician. Never confuse me with a revolutionary. Never confuse me with someone who's going to be out in the square with a bullhorn. Never confuse me with any of those people because I'm way past that point. I am not that person. I am a commentator. I'm an analyst of my own making. I have an analytical mind. I have many higher degrees. I can analyze things, and this is one man's opinion. So take it for what it is. It doesn't mean you have to agree with me. Just that the show is growing by leaps and bounds and that the 200 stations from zero and that it's going to be bigger yet before you know it and that I've written 28 books and I have, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm still only one man with one opinion. My opinion's no greater than the next man. This is the problem with talk radio, is that we all think that our opinions are more important than others. But at the end of the day, we have absolutely no power. And I know that probably more than anybody. At the end of the day, when the microphone goes dead, we're nothing. We're absolutely nothing. We're another mote in the mire. That's all we are. Look it up, mote in the mire. I don't think you've read that anywhere. See if you can find it somewhere. Maybe Hannity wrote a novel on it. I don't know, but it could be Limpor. But anyway, at the end of the day, when the mic goes dead, we're just another mote in the mire. That's all. Another crawling blob of protoplasm, struggling to get through life. The wheel turns. That's all there is. That's all there is. But for the 3 hours that I'm on the air, I do fly like an eagle. And so forgive me if I get excited by my own ideas. pardon me for offending you with reality. Excuse me for using Aristotelian logic and for pointing out what's going on. Pardon me. I beg your forgiveness. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. I ran into this segment. We may have to cut this in half. But as promised, this is a piece that came in yesterday from a man who worked as a security contractor who told the listeners to this show in the second hour of the show, most of you in the first hour don't listen for 3 hours or even two. You got to hear what's coming now. He divulged that the U.S. government has been bugging us for 30 years with a program called Echelon. He worked in the industry. Listen, let's go to another caller, John, on KSFO in San Francisco. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Savage, for taking my call. Thank you for your show. I just wanted to let you know that I worked for a contractor. I used to work for a contractor. And it was one of the largest contractors in the world. We did things. Anyway, they had a program called Echelon. What they did to get around the Constitution and around laws is they based the program out of another country, London, or England, I should say.
Oh, you mean the country of freedom where I'm banned to enter? I can't enter England. I get it.
Yeah.
The land of the Magna Carta. Huh?
They routed it back to, well, I'm going to go ahead and say it, the NSA building, which goes 14 stories below the ground.
Mm.
Analysts listening and recording everything. Now, this is for six key words. And they pick out those key words, and they monitor everything that's said.
But listen, now, this is so naive, it's beyond belief. It just shows you how naive the intelligence community is in this country. I mean, I'm a student of gangster novels, okay? Do you ever think that a terrorist is going to use the word bomb in a message? They use analogies. They're not going to use the word bomb. They can say the product is sitting waiting for you in Penn Station, or the melon is waiting for you in the market. Why would they say bomb or the key words? Are they not naive that these idiots are being paid to wait for six words that no criminal or gangster would ever use?
Right. Well, they're listening to everything, and they have control of everything. They know what everybody does. We built satellites over there that they can read the date on a dime. I worked in Sunnyvale, so that should tell you the name of the company.
Well, we don't have to name them, but I've always been suspicious of Google and how these two unknown people became so powerful so quickly. I've often thought that they're an arm of the government.
I can say it's LMSC, the letters.
Well, so you're saying this has been going on, what, since the Bush years, the Echelon program, or before him even?
Early Bush years, since senior is when it was started.
Oh, the former director of the CIA, Mr. Bush Sr.
Yes.
Didn't he predate terrorism, though? So what was the justification for the Echelon program?
Oh, just to control the public. And I guess they foresaw what was going on, and they figured, hey, in the future, we're going to need it.
Well, they didn't stop 9/11 with their Echelon program, though, did they?
No, they didn't.
That's because what? They were averse to looking at Muslims? They were only looking for Christians who came back from the war? I mean, well, who were they looking at?
Well, they're looking at everybody, but what happened is they found a hole, and they just went through it, and that's what happened. So,
I hear you, my friend. Well, this is a very serious revelation that you are disclosing. I certainly was aware of the Echelon program because I've heard of it. I had no idea that it had so deeply penetrated every person's home and for so long. So, in other words, because as Solzhenitsyn said, everyone is guilty of something. Remember, I read that in the last hour. Did you hear that? What I'm saying is this. People are saying, well, if you've got nothing to hide, why should you be afraid of this, right? But as Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian author, wrote, everyone is guilty of something or has something to conceal. All one has to do is look hard enough to find what it is. So the government, if they want to get you, can invent a crime. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, do they reverse engineer and put items into a person's computer now that the person didn't even access to bust them on various charges that they're innocent of?
They don't even have to be hooked up to the net. They can have a unsuspicious vehicle outside of your house, and they can access it through the wiring in your house.
You mean what you're doing, but what I'm saying is, can they put something into your computer that you didn't access?
Something into your computer. That's why I don't use the computer myself.
You're kidding me.
I do
so
not use.
If anyone goes on a computer, they could put something in that makes them into a terrorist?
They can do that, yes.
Oh, God.
They have the process. And it's basically, it doesn't matter to me because the doctors haven't gave me a really good outlook on my future. I'm that bad. Got a number of problems, physical. So
what you're saying is you're saying you're at the end of your years, you feel, and you want to disclose this?
I've got problems with my airway. My bones are deteriorating. Doctors are afraid to do surgery. I've had two heart attacks.
So, sir, what you're saying is because of the poor state of your health, you are divulging to America tonight on this program that the spying on Americans goes back to George Bush, number one.
Yes.
And you worked for a defense contractor who did it.
Yes.
And the program was called Echelon.
Yes.
Wow. That's a revelation that I haven't heard until this moment.
I tried going to Channel 5, to their investigative unit. If you notice, it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, there's no investigative units in the San Francisco Bay Area has no news whatsoever. They're all owned by the political party here that runs the state.
Right.
You know, they're owned by the Democrat machine. There's no independent reportage in the state at all.
Right.
None. None. All they talk about is gay this, and the gay one came out, and they spoke at a valedictorian. Like, that's the greatest thing on earth, is to come out at a high school graduation. That's the only thing you got to do in your life. That's all that's left for a man to do.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The whole world's upside down.
Enough.
So let me ask you this, my friend, since you're so deeply enmeshed in this, and you're at the end of your years, and you just divulged something that should set off shockwaves across America. Is this Snowden a traitor or a hero in plain English?
In plain English, I think he's a hero because people need to know these things. People need to know what's going on. Why do they
know that? Okay, cut it off here. And then the man, you know, started to tell us he had no money and he was broke and all of that. So here we are. If you support spying on ordinary Americans, if you support amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, if you support Obama's war against Assad and can support your position rationally, I invite you to call the Savage Nation at 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
KSFO traffic, big delay still in Oakland, not helped by the fact the A's game is just out now. Southbound 880 is slow from 980 down into San Leandro. Northbound 880 is going to be slow past the Coliseum up towards, looks like at least the Embarcadero. Northbound 680 over the Sunol grade, getting better but still slow. Scott Creek over the grade to Andrade. Northbound 680 also getting better through the San Ramon Valley but still under the speed limit from San Ramon into Walnut Creek. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge getting better there too but slow from the island to San Francisco. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
During these tough economic times, the best way to provide for your future and live your dreams may be a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are special government-backed programs for homeowners who meet three criteria. You must be 62 years old, live in your home, and not be delinquent on any federal debt. That's it. No credit checks and no income verification is required. With reverse mortgage, you live in your home as long as you want. And instead of paying money, you receive money every month, or you can take a lump sum payment. And the money you receive is tax-free. Reverse mortgages are regulated by the federal government through HUD and insured through the FHA. But these programs are limited, and you must call now for a free qualification. Call 800-337-3974. It's never been so easy to change your life with one phone call. 800-337-3974. That's 800-337-3974.
La, la, la. After a super stay at La Quinta, you know what business traveler Barry Sullivan does?
On your budget, others will give you this. But I can give you this.
He gives them more bang for their buck. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com.
This is Mark Flagel with some important news. Flagel's Home Furnishings is closing its San Ramon store. All in-stock merchandise is now at closeout prices, with many items at savings of 60, 70, even 80%. Select from living room, dining room, bedroom, and family room furniture, lamps, mirrors, wall art, and accessories. Don't delay. The San Ramon store closing sale will end on Tuesday, June 18th. So if you're even thinking of quality furniture for your home, now is the time to act. Of course, our Menlo Park store will also feature some special markdown items. But right now, come to Flagel San Ramon store during our store closing sale and save up to 80% on your purchase. Flagel San Ramon store is open this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Flagel's, 300 The Marketplace in San Ramon, and on the web at flagels.com.
Base Egg turns any surface into a speaker. Buy Base Egg now and get free shipping, an Amazon gift card, and 25% off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Conservative, not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon, on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How many roads a man goes down, how many roads I could have gone down, and look where I am now at this stage of my life. I am not a government. We have a rogue government that's out of control, willing to whack an entire nation to stay in power. So what chance do any of us have? We have a hero who blew the whistle on a spying program who's now running for his life, who I doubt will last a month. I doubt he will last a month. What chance do I have? I had many chances to do other things, and here I am at this stage of my life doing this. Here is where the funnel led me. Here is the long tunnel. Here is the long tunnel I've been walking in my whole life. Here it is, the year 2013, facing a coup in my own nation, without any opposition press, without an opposition party, a single-party system. It's hard for me to believe that there's no longer an opposition party in the United States of America. It's hard to believe that all of my most dire warnings that I've written about in so many books, which I had hoped in some way were warnings, yes, and I believed it for sure, but I didn't think it was this bad. I really didn't believe it was this bad. I had hope it would change for the better. Instead, it's gotten that much worse. So here it is. How many roads a man goes down? How many roads can a man go down? I remember the Henry Miller novel where he wrote, "Each morning I awake and 100 paths open before me." Well, when we're young, there is 1,000 paths. There's an unlimited. There's an infinite number of paths that open up to us. You could have been a poet, a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a king. But just you make certain choices. You go down a certain road, certain doors slam in your face. For me, I wanted to be a college teacher. That's all I ever wanted to be. So I earned the best PhD possible from the greatest university in the heart science. And they said, white males need not apply. Well, I spent 20 years with 2 young children trying to get a teaching job. And they gave them to less qualified, unqualified, non-qualified, non-citizens. And I was in misery. I had to do other things to make a living. Little did I know that I was being forged in a cauldron. Little did I know that fate called me for that pain and suffering, and that I was being hardened like steel for what was coming. And it's only beginning now, even though I don't want it. You have no idea what's coming, because as I said to you before the last break, every story has an arc. Every movie has an arc. Every book has an arc. Every good story has an arc. It begins here, and it goes there, and it ends there. The arc of the Obama tyranny has not yet been completed. But I want you to trace this story out. I want you to trace the story out of an out-of-control madness, unlike any we've ever seen in our lifetimes. Never. I've never seen it. I was just as critical of Bush up to a point. I called him for the last 2 years. I said, wait a minute, who's he fooling? When I saw that Bush had expanded the size of the government to 3 times that of the 3 previous administrations, I called foul. I blew my whistle and I named him a fiscal socialist. For those of you who think that I'm partisan, understand that I've been in the business 19 years and I declared myself an independent in 1994. So don't put me in the camp of the Republican sellouts. Don't do that. Save it for someone else. But now we have a man who has literally defined himself as above the law. There are no checks. There are no balances. There is no Supreme Court because he nullified them. He terrified them. He scared them. There is no Republican Party. They're nullified. They're checked. They're not balanced. There is no media. It's owned by the Obama administration. So who's left?
Savage. Tim Sullivan.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Anti-war song by a liberal who I've never heard of in the last 50 years, Joan Baez. Or it's enough already. Where is the anti-war movement in America? Where did all the big mouths go? And the whole thing was just a lie, wasn't it? It was just anti-Republican. It wasn't never anti-war. Because we now have a president who's done everything that is unimaginable, from spying on Americans, targeting his political enemies, with the oppressive power of the government, and now basically providing military aid to Syrian al-Qaeda. This is while Russia supports Assad's regime, and Assad, by the way, outsmarted the entire U.S. intelligence apparatus. They miscalculated everything about it. They got it all wrong. Everything they calculated, Assad's gone, the rebels are winning. It was all wrong. They had it upside down. Our great intelligence community, they couldn't catch the Boston Marathon bombing. But if you're sending a postage stamp to a neighbor saying, I love America, you might be visited by the FBI. So I asked you if you support amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, mainly from Mexico, who want to trash our borders, language, and culture, and if you support spying on innocent civilians yet still call yourself a liberal, and you support the new declaration of war, let's say de facto war in Syria, why don't you support your position by calling the Savage Nation, the most informative, exciting talk show in America, at 855-400-7282. Yes, that's a declaratory statement. Others may disagree with me, but it is exciting, it's informative, and it's late at night. It's like 5 after 7 here on the West Coast, actually 8 after 7, and 8 after 10 on the East Coast. And I got to tell you something. The lines are hot. It looks like a tilted pinball machine. The callers are excited to talk about America right now. They understand that there's something wrong. Many of them don't know exactly what's wrong, but they know something's wrong. They know that there's government anarchy. They know this is an administration that is drunk on its own power and out of control. They know this. They sense it. Even people who were duped into voting for this sham and fraud are coming to understand something is wrong. They don't understand what to do, though. Because if they come out and say, no, I oppose amnesty for illegal aliens because I know it will go against all of my beliefs. These are ZPG people. They're against population growth and what? They're supporting the flooding of America by 30 million illegal aliens with a high birth rate? No, so that violates their belief system. Let's see. They're liberals, but they support spying on Americans by an overbearing government? Well, that doesn't work. They're liberals, but they now support a de facto war in Syria? Even though they oppose the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, how does that work? They don't know what to do. So they're afraid to disagree with their past positions. So they're stuck in their doxies, and that's why you're not hearing from them. So the only people left who are vociferously explaining and complaining are those of us who are independent of mind and independent politically, attached to neither party. That's it. It's a clear statement. So let's take your calls now. Here's a great one, WJRW in the great Grand Rapids, Michigan. I spent some time up there. It's a beautiful city. Ron, go ahead, please. What's your point?
Yes, Dr. Savage, our president could be lighting the fuse on Armageddon with his support of the anti-government Syrian rebels. Russia has supplied him with state-of-the-art anti-aircraft armament, anti-missile, and so forth. If Assad is back to the corner, it looks like he's going to lose to the Sunni al-Qaeda and so forth. He is liable to attack Israel with WMDs. He has the third largest cache of biological and chemical laden missiles on the planet. He may have received some of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, by the way. It's unclear at this point. Thinking that he has an iron shield to protect himself from any Israeli retaliation, Israel will respond. They'll probably nuke him if they do such a thing. This scenario was put forward by Hal Lindsey two Sundays back. It's on his website. I would direct everybody to go over there and listen to it. It is astounding, and it is very, very credible. And Barack Hussein Obama could be the Eagle Scout version of the Antichrist, and I'm very serious about this.
Well, there's something wrong with this man's with the picture of this man. He's doing everything evil is coming out of the White House. It's like a nightmare. It's like Rasputin took over the country.
I believe the man is a Muslim at heart.
I wouldn't let you say that if you were alone. Many people are starting to believe that that TV show, what's that recent TV show that was? Oh, Homeland. Remember the movie? Have you ever seen Homeland on Showtime?
I don't get Showtime, no.
Well, it's about a U.S. military guy who gets captured in Iraq and is brainwashed for 7 years as a POW. And he comes back a hero. He runs for Congress, and he's a member of U.S. Congress. Meanwhile, he's secretly chanting to Allah in his basement. His wife and daughter don't know he was converted to Islam. And he's a double agent working for the forces of evil against America. Homeland. Wow. Yeah. But then again, it's only fiction. Maybe they can be rounded up. Maybe the people who created the series Homeland should be investigated by the FBI, the DIA, the CIA, the LSMFT, and the 4.1 million goons with guns who have top security clearances. Who are they? It's Twisted Turkey Thursday in the Savage Nation. So let's look at what Obama just did. He's going to do a no-fly zone over Syria, even though Russia's supporting Assad because well, Assad is a Stalinist. Remember that. You've got to understand. Let's make it simple for you. I'll make it as simplistic as I can. And here it is. Assad is a Stalinist, not an Islamist. The rebels, so-called, are Islamists, not Stalinists. So therefore, Russia, which is a communist state, a crypto-Stalinist state, or a re-emerging Stalinist state, supports Assad in their backyard. It's really not in our sphere of influence. It's really in Russia's sphere of influence. There's nothing to do with us. This would be like Russia telling us not to get involved in affairs to do with Canada. Instead, they're going to put a no-fly zone over Canada. Now, what would you say if you woke up and heard Russia was sending bombers over Canada for a no-fly zone because the French wanted to break away from the Canadian nation, the nation of Canada? Say, what the hell is Russia's business? Well, that's what people are saying. It's not your business, America. Stay out of Syria. And Obama had a non-intervention policy until he got in trouble politically. And true to form, as true as in any textbook, it's happened before, virtually from the beginning of time, he goes to foreign wars to cover up his domestic problems. There's nothing new under the sun, is there? It's history repeating itself. It's history repeating itself. It's as simple as that. He's using the justification of war to get the scandals off the headlines. Well, he really doesn't have to do it because he owns the media. You'll notice the scandals are no longer being covered by the stenographers, the Lilliputians. And so here we are. So here we go. So what is Putin going to do? What is Putin going to do now that Obama has basically challenged Putin? How does this end? How does this work out? How does this work out? What do you think, Putin's a joke? You think Russia has no power? They're still a nuclear power. It is in their backyard. It's in their sphere of influence. They do not want an Islamist republic to grow in Syria. They have enough problems with Iran, and Russia has enough problems with the emerging Islamist state of Iraq created by George Bush's miscalculation. That's a big sentence. That's a big paragraph just there. New Jersey, Chris on WABC, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. First of all, I don't believe for a second that Barry Soto, the guy who now calls himself Barack Obama, is a Muslim or an Islamist or an atheist for that matter. He believes deeply that he himself is God, and I don't think that would allow any room.
All right, so he's just a demagogue, period. He has no loyalty and no religion. I could buy that.
But I have a quick point to offer on Ed Snowden, and that's that I was a U.S. Marine intelligence operator in Iraq, and so I'm intimately familiar with what it means for one to put one's own self-interest on the line and on hold for the sake of his country, and I believe that that is exactly what Edward Snowden has done. But a perspective that I think a lot of people are overlooking is that Ed Snowden is both a hero and a traitor, in that he has performed something absolutely heroic on behalf of the American people, but he is a traitor to his government, in that he has betrayed the interests of a government that is only concerned with the preservation and expansion of its own power. And what we need to reconcile as a nation, as a people, is the interests of ourselves as citizens as opposed to those of a government. The founding fathers were both heroes.
No, Chris, you're absolutely right. He's a traitor to those in the oppressive government that you're talking about, but he's a hero to the American people.
And I think what we...
It would be the equivalent of people saying, well, he took an oath of office. Well, so do U.S. Marines. So what if the Marines are put in the streets of America and told to shoot a group of Tea Party members who come out against Obama? And what if a Marine says, damn it, I'm not going to shoot those people. They're my brothers. What would he be, a traitor or a hero, that Marine who wouldn't do it?
The hope that we can hold on to is that members of the armed forces are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, but wait a minute. How many of them understand what that means? You know the leadership is not sworn to uphold anything but Barack Obama's power structure.
Right, right. Members of the
look at the generals who are left in this administration. Do you know that Obama and his minions use the spying network that they have to bring down Petraeus on a petty basis, a love affair? That's a reason to throw out a heroic general? That's absurd. Bill Clinton was stupping Monica Lewinsky in the damn White House as commander-in-chief, and he was named man of the father of the year yesterday.
Absolutely. But when we compare the needs of the American people, the interests of the American people, and the diametrically opposed interests of those who comprise our government, we should remember that we need to reconcile those two if we are to survive as a nation. And we should remember what Serpico said. And that's it. If you love a man's garden, you got to love the man. What we need to take stock of is, are we the garden or the man?
You're a very, very thoughtful individual, Chris, and I admire your choice of words, your use of words, the way you strung them together and what you said. You said you're an ex-Marine, correct?
No ex-Marines, only former.
Sorry. Okay, my friend, you got me there. Could I send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War, as a gift and my statement of thanks? I appreciate it. Stay on the line. So it's Twisted Turkey Thursday. I came in today exhausted from the news. I didn't think I'd be able to do a show. I almost called in sick because I was emotionally overwhelmed. I got to be honest with you. I'm pretty, you know, hardened to all of this by now. But it's starting to obsess me night and day because I cannot believe that he's getting away with this. I just can't believe that there's been no calls for impeachment, no congressional hearings. I can't believe that the Republican Party has gone to sleep. I can't believe that it's the worst nightmare that I've seen to date, but it's going to get worse because I know how stories play out. I know what the arc of a story is, and I know this is only the beginning. This is no longer almost supportable by what's going on. The man is out of control. The minions, you know, all the president's men and women are out of control. There is no one checking them and no one balancing them. There is no media to speak of. There's a vigorous internet. There are millions of individuals who know what's going on. They're not organized. They have no voice. So where does this go? Write the story. Write the story when you have a despot who has no opposition. Tell me where they usually go. Do they suddenly wake up one morning and say, you know, I'm not a nice guy. I think I'll quit. Does a despot who's gotten away with every possible fraud and crime that he ever believed in stop? No, he doubles down. He takes Susan Rice, damaged goods, liar, let the ambassador get killed, and he says, oh, I couldn't get her through as Secretary of State, so she'll be National Security Advisor. What? Then we wake up this morning and find out that the new number two appointee, I'm not making this up, this was the story that almost, when I saw the picture of this, I got ill. This is the one, not even the Syrian war declaration. This is the one that got to me. I have to find the link on michaelsavage.com because I couldn't believe it. You're going to think I'm making it up. You got to see this picture because it's a picture of her. I hope it's still up here. The number two at the CIA is a woman who formerly ran a porn bookstore. Now you think, oh, come on, now he's going crazy. He's making it up. Let me repeat it. I got to find the story here. I think it was dropped. Here it is. New CIA number two pick used to read a bookstore's erotica night. She will be the first ever female CIA, well, at this position. Take a look at her. Go to michaelsavage.com. It's linked from the Daily Beast. And take a look at the people in the picture around Barack Hussein Obama. And you'll see now the state of our nation. You will see who is the intelligence brains of America. They've now added a woman who ran an erotic bookstore to the CIA. You say, this is laughable. This camera is like it's beyond comprehension. It's like a bad Benny Hill joke. This is like a Peter Sellers movie. But no, it isn't. No, it isn't. He seems to be dredging up the lowest common denominator and putting them in the highest possible positions. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows.
For a limited time only, we are giving away a free upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows. Free installation, and you'll see instant savings on your utility bills.
Triple pane windows from American Vision Windows provide the highest level of protection against harmful UV rays, noise, dust, and pollen.
The upgrade to triple pane is free this month only. Call American Vision Windows today, 877-370-5779. Get free installation. Please call for details.
With American Vision Windows, you can keep the cool inside your home and keep the utility companies out of your wallet.
Get free installation and an upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows this month only. Call American Vision Windows and take advantage of this very special offer. 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
How soon do you want to feel a surge of adrenaline as you scream down a seductive stretch of black asphalt? How soon do you want to feel in total control as you embrace every curve of the road? How soon do you want to feel utterly, unconditionally passionate about your car? How soon can you own a Lexus? The answer is now. It's your turn. Because now at the It's Your Turn Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, you'll find surprisingly affordable 0.9% APR financing offered on every CPO model until July 1st. And every one has undergone a 161-point inspection and comes back by a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. No matter how soon you get here, it can't be soon enough. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. See your certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for program details.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
It is the one and only Savage Nation, you've come to love and hate. And some of you love it, some of you listen and hate it, so you think. But if I've started to make more sense to you over the last few weeks, what does that tell you? Have I changed? No, maybe you've changed. Maybe you've awakened to the new realities of the government anarchy that we see running amok over the Constitution, over your rights. And so that's what we're talking about on Twisted Turkey Thursday on the Savage Nation. I want to go to that caller on WMAL in the heart of the monster where the NSA is residing. I suppose it's being 10:30 at night. They've been asked to put in overtime tonight at their houses and in their cars and listen to the show. Welcome, NSA, and welcome, WMAL. Joe, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, how much longer do you think Mr. Snowden has to live?
About a month. I would say on the short side, 3 days, and a long side, 30 days.
Will they blame it on the Chinese, or will it be dumped in the Hong Kong harbor, or will he be a suicide in his hotel room?
How would I write the novel?
Right.
They need cover for this. They know that if he's found dead, the people will go crazy and know that we have an absolute mafia running the country, and they won't take that. So
right.
I don't think that it's an easy thing to just kill him.
Right. Mike, can I say one thing real quick?
I would think that perhaps it will be radioactive polonium in a sushi roll, as he's dining on a sushi roll with some Chinese dissidents. One of them will be a double agent who gives him a polonium sushi or polonium egg roll. And it'll take a few months, and his health will deteriorate, and they will say it's sad that this young man died before he could testify of natural causes. I don't think it's going to be a dramatic end.
Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco police have arrested a man they say may have been responsible for 9 burglaries dating back to December. They say 39-year-old Roman Jarvis wore a tool belt with a variety of burglary tools that included a stethoscope to listen for activity in rooms he wanted to rob. He's charged with 15 felony and 2 misdemeanor counts, including burglary and auto theft. A 3-alarm fire burned the patio and attic and some structures outside a home in Atherton today. The fire also burned some trees and parts of a neighbor's roof on Almondral Avenue. No injuries were reported. Cause of the fire still under investigation. Taking a look at traffic, eastbound 24 before Caldecott Tunnel. Looks like a stalled car. Left lane is a block. Traffic a bit slow there. The commute finally unwinding, but still sluggish over the Sunol Grade northbound 680 from Mission Boulevard as you make your way to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Beach Blanket Babylon, the world's longest-running musical review, is high-energy pop culture satire and the perfect night out. The SF Chronicle gives Beach Blanket Babylon its highest rating as the real San Francisco treat. For tickets, go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Events in Boston.
Too surreal.
We've had an attack.
Events like this happen.
We will find out who did this, why they did this.
Information is power.
Bomb squad monitoring.
Updates from ABC as they happen.
Information is power.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. And how does it end? The Ark. We're talking about not Noah's Ark, but the Ark of the story of Barack Obama, who tricked tens of millions of Americans into thinking he was a classic constitutional scholar and liberal. And now we wake up and find out that he's none of those things. As one of the callers said, he has no religious orientation whatsoever. He's simply either a front man, demagogue, or both. Power mad, like, let's say, all politicians are, and very skillful at manipulating various factions into supporting him, and then dumping one after the other as he sees fit. So how does it end? First, he's against war. Then he sends 30,000 troops to Afghanistan 2 months after winning the election in 08. That was shock number one, Afghanistan, 30,000 new troops. Not a peep from the code stinkos. Now we see that 2 weeks ago he was against intervention in Syria. I agreed with him. Why? Because it's not in our interest to engage in Syria, number one. Number two, in my opinion, the opposition is far worse than Assad. It's an Islamist group, anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-Christians. 30,000 Christians will be slaughtered in Syria if the Islamists are permitted to gain control in Syria. Whether you know it or not, if you're a Christian, you have to support the dictator called Assad. You have no choice. It's a very bad choice between the devil you know and the devils you don't know. But the devils you don't know, you already know because you know what they're doing. The other day, they took a 15-year-old boy in front of his parents and executed him because he allegedly insulted the Prophet Muhammad. And that's who Barack Hussein Obama is now supporting militarily. So I ask you, are you perplexed by the situation? Why is he doing this? Why? Because like all other demagogues, they use war for a number of reasons. First of all, he was being pushed into war by the military-industrial complex for a long while now. They were salivating at the contracts. They have not had a good year since Iraq. The very same K Street gang that we were warned about by some individuals who were running amok under Bush, they have not had a good year since Iraq ended. They don't know where to turn. So, hey, what do they need is a hot war in Syria. What could be better? You know, Obama rightly said, no, I'm not. There's no evidence of the use of chemical weapons. I'm not going in. And he was smart. He was true in a certain way to his alleged positions of being a pacifist in that regard. Okay, now we wake up when the scandals hit the fan, and the real big one hit just the other day, of the spying, that he's been spying on the average American while not spying on Muslims. That's how he missed the Boston Marathon bombing. He says there's only one way out, the advisor said, and that's war. Not the first time, it wouldn't be nor the last time. But this is just the beginning. I mean, he's not actually going to war. He's, oh, it's just military aid. Oh, it's a no-fly zone. Oh, it's just heavy weapons. This is how Vietnam began, with advisors. Do you remember? All of you good liberals who are so sold on a Democrat machine, you don't see what you're doing here? And you don't see it. What is it going to take? See, it was never anti-war amongst the leftists in the 60s. Never. It was anti-draft. It was against them being sent to war. It wasn't against the war. And that's why the left didn't give a rat's behind about Iraq or Afghanistan, because there's no draft. Their sons weren't going over. They weren't going over. So what do they care? Someone else's son was dying over there. What do they give a damn? So it was never anti-war. It was anti-me. So now, since they're not going to have to go to war either, they don't give a damn about Syria either. It doesn't matter to them, because there's no draft. There's no one going over. There's no boots on the ground. He's doing what Clinton did. Clinton basically bombed the allies of ours, the Serbs, who were our best friend in World War II, rescued our airmen, fought with us, shoulder to shoulder against the Nazis, vehement anti-fascists, and he bombed Serbia into submission. Clinton committed an act of war, an inhumane act in the minds of millions of people. He blew up every bridge over the Danube River, and I will remind you, there was not one picture ever published of the bridges blown up over the Danube River in the illegal war against the Serbs. Not one picture. I've never seen one. And yet I know for a fact that that's what Clinton did with the U.S. Air Force, repainted on the NATO markings. I remember that it was one of the worst 9 months of my radio career. I was in pain almost every day. Luckily, I was much younger, and I was able to handle it better. But I couldn't talk about it without getting agitated, because he bombed the Serbian people for no reason other than to steal Kosovo from the Serbs, which had been a part of Greater Serbia since the 1300s, and literally give it to the Muslims in Albania, the Albanian Muslims. Why? Well, I wrote an article in 98 called "The Oily Tracks Run Through Kosovo." The oily tracks. At that time, I thought it was all about running an oil pipeline through Kosovo. It was always an economic war. Didn't matter who they sacrificed. Didn't matter how many Serbs were killed. And the Serbs were defending their nation, and they were turned into war criminals. So now we come to this situation. Once again, you've got a leader of a country, as bad as he is, and he's a tyrant, he's a dictator, he's as evil as his father, if not more evil than his father. Make no mistake about it. But in a strange way, he's the devil we know. There was a certain balance in the Middle East, wasn't there? He was at peace with Israel, wasn't he? He didn't retake the Golan Heights. He didn't try to retake the Golan Heights. But now that Israel's making the foolish mistake of all reasons backing Islamists, I don't understand this for the life of me. Assad suddenly said he's going to attack Israel. Now, what can be gained by this? This crazed nation is sending military support to Syria? You believe Obama is telling the truth when he says he has evidence that chemical weapons were used? He didn't have it a week ago. He didn't have it 2 weeks ago. Overnight, they have evidence that chemical weapons were used. Well, where are the pictures of the bloated corpses? Where are the pictures of the bloated corpses? Now, we will see that. Mark my words. Because I'm not the only skeptic in the world. There's a huge peace movement around the world that's not going to just take Obama's lies for truth. They want to see the pictures of the corpses from the sarin gas. You're going to see those pictures. However, you're not going to know who used the chemical weapons. It could have been the so-called rebels that were supporting, who actually gassed a village of Assad loyalists, or people simply caught between the two sides. As often happened in World War II, innocent people were slaughtered, first by the Nazis, then by the Russians. They didn't know what to do. The poor innocent people in Syria are being butchered. It's a civil war. It's horrendous. It should be ended as quickly as possible. However, you don't end it by supporting Islamists. You don't end it by supporting people who slaughtered a boy in the streets in front of his parents a few days ago because he insulted the Prophet Muhammad. Are you insane? Why would you want to be creating a Muslim caliphate throughout the Middle East? Let's see. Egypt. Let's see. Libya. Let's see. How many nations do we have to see the Muslim Brotherhood arising until we put two and two together? Can you still put two and two together and come up with an Islamist caliphate? Can you add 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and say a new caliphate is occurring in that area, in that crescent? Can you say that? Can you figure it out? I mean, do you need to know history to see history being repeated? Must you be a student of history to see with your plain eyes and use common sense to understand we're on the wrong side again? Again, we're making a disastrous error. And why? How does this help us? How does it benefit us to overthrow Assad and bring in a Muslim Brotherhood into Syria? How? Can anyone explain that to me? And why does idiotic Israel want an Islamist state in Syria? Can you tell me why the Israelis would want that when Assad has not been at war with them for a very long period of time? Maybe I don't understand things. Maybe I'm not as intelligent as Mossad. Is there a Mossad agent, ex-Mossad agent, a deli man in New York from Israel who could tell me why in the hell Israel would be supporting the so-called rebels? Does anyone have an answer to that question? Maybe I just don't understand it. Now, if you look at history, and I don't have the time, but I can give you a thumbnail sketch. If you look at the Muslim Empire at the time of the death of Muhammad in 632, I believe, you're going to see one of the greatest stories in the history of conquest in the whole history of the human race. The growth of the Muslim power in 25 years was unseen before in history. It was one of the most amazing story of conquests in the whole history of the human race. The Muslims smashed the Byzantine army at the Battle of the Yarmouk in 634. They destroyed the Emperor Heraclius, and that was the end of him. And then Syria, Damascus, Palmyra, Antioch, Jerusalem fell almost without resistance to the Muslim invaders. And then large elements of the population who were not Muslim went over to Islam. They had to, or they were killed if they didn't. Then the Muslim hordes, the armies, turned east. The Persians had a great general in Rustam. They had a great force of great big elephants. They were the tanks of their days. And for 3 days, the Persians fought the Arabs at Qadisiyah. And then they were broken, and they ran. And the conquest of Persia followed. And the Muslim Empire pushed far into western Turkestan and pushed eastward until it met with the Chinese. Egypt, which was not Muslim, fell almost without resistance to the new conquerors, who then, after the Muslims conquered Egypt, they were fanatical believers in the sufficiency of a single book called the Quran. They burnt the book copying industry of the Alexandria Library to the ground. And then the tide of Muslim conquest poured along the north coast of Africa to the Straits of Gibraltar and Spain. Spain was invaded in 710. The Pyrenees Mountains were breached in 720. In 732, the Arabs advanced to the center of France. But then something happened. It was stopped for good at the Battle of Poitiers because the French nobles had to protect their country and their land. And they put on their armor. And they went to war, and they thrust the Muslim back into the Pyrenees again, and so forth and so on. It is the greatest story of conquest in the history of the world, and it took only 25 years. And that's the story, my friends. Someday the history will be rewritten of the world as we know it, and somebody will finally put the pieces together. And maybe the story of the Muslim Empire that once stretched from Spain to Turkestan will be repeated, or maybe by some grace of God, it will be stopped by some miracle. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Hi, everybody. This is your friend, Geraldo Rivera. I'd love you to listen to me now. The victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes are in need of our help. MyPillow and the Salvation Army want to make an impact. So during the month of June, for every pillow purchased at a discounted price, MyPillow will donate one to the victims of this natural disaster. MyPillow pillows are the best in the world. They don't lose their shape. You get a 10-year warranty, so get a great product and help our friends in Oklahoma. Go to WABCRadio.com. That's right, WABCRadio.com, and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. That's 800-295-1232. Don't wait. WABCRadio.com and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. Help a fellow American today.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop their harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Your favorite station now plays around the world. Listen wherever you go with iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station plus over 1,500 stations with the latest music, news, sports, and more. Download the free app at iHeartRadio.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Do you agree with you? We should get involved in Syria? Do you believe Obama when he says that chemical weapons were used by Assad? He said last week there was no proof. Now he suddenly has proof. I'm a cynic. I agree. I mean, I admit. And it's just that the NSA spying has reached such a fever pitch in America. By the way, the polls you saw earlier were lies. The Pew poll, as you know, stinks. That's why it's called the Pew poll. Pew means stink. It's nothing. It's based on nothing. It's made up in an office with people picking their teeth with the dental floss. And whenever Obama needs support, the Pew poll comes up with a poll that has no validity. So they said 56 Americans support spying. Turns out it was fraudulent. The real polls came out today, and the majority of Americans, by a great number, oppose spying on themselves, as any sane person would understand. Okay? More valid polls, such as the Gallup poll. So now we believe Assad has crossed the line in chemical weapons. Where's the proof? And who is the opposition rebels? Who are they? Who are the rebels? The rebels are clearly Al-Qaeda. 2 days ago, they killed a kid in front of his parents because he insulted the religion of Islam. They shot him in front of his parents. That's who we're supporting? Now you add the other element. Let's take the petty stuff and put it aside. Russia supports Assad. Russia's warned the United States to stay the hell out of there. Russia has a large naval base in Syria. It's in their sphere of influence. What the hell are we doing unless we want to trigger a world war, a conflagration that will satisfy only the defense contractors on K Street because they're salivating for the big days of George W. Bush? Things have not been as good, not since we got kicked out of Iraq. They haven't been able to buy as many mansions as they used to in the old days, maybe two or three a year for their family instead of an unlimited amount of palaces. They just can't do it anymore. And they have to make ends meet. Instead of buying a G550, they're flying a poor old G5. Instead of being able to afford a new G650, they have to satisfy themselves with one G5. It's unbelievable how they have to suffer now under Obama. So this is a golden opportunity for the G650. Instead of having a 100-foot yacht, they can now buy a 165-foot yacht. This is good for them. Who else is going to benefit from this? Now, let's bring Israel into the equation. I'm a friend of Israel. I support Israel, despite its flaws, because all nations are made up of people, and all people are varieties of people, good, bad, and indifferent. But it's the best thing we've got in the Middle East. Look what they built out of the desert sands. That's why the jealousy has produced war, because the people around them are sick with jealousy. That they don't have the industry, the drive, the genius of the Israelis, and the sacrifice necessary to build such cities. And it makes them look bad because they say, well, we've had this for thousands of years. Look what we did with it. Just a pile of sand with camels. We did nothing with our land. And the Jews come along, but look what they did. So they hate the Jews for that because it shows them up. But so I'm a friend of Israel, but why are they on the side of the so-called rebels? What sense does that make? They've been at peace with Assad for as long as I can remember. There was a battle in the Golan Heights in the 73, I remember. I believe that was the War of 73, one of the greatest tank battles in history. And I studied it as a student of, minor student of military history. It was a great loss to the Israelis, and yet there's been peace there on that plateau, the Golan's plateau. Why do they want to provoke Syria and Russia into a war? What do the Israelis have to gain? I keep asking myself, is Israel now being run by the same misguided individuals that are running America, or am I missing something? Again, I say to you, I'm only a talk show host. I'm well-educated. I read as widely as I can. I try to put two and two together. But I'm only one man. I don't even talk to anybody about my opinions. I don't have a meeting. I don't have a kitchen cabinet. I have a dog cabinet. It's me and Teddy. And whatever I say, he agrees with, as long as I give him a greenie. So it's one man's opinion. I'm trying to analyze things from my point of view. How does Israel gain by this intervention by Obama? How does Obama gain by it? Well, it's clear how Obama gains. He hopes to God things get out of control so we forget the scandals. That's all. That's simple. Therefore, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. At least I'm trying to use logic here and also historical knowledge. I know what happens. Once a country starts tampering in a foreign place, it starts with advisors and a no-fly zone. We did this in Iraq. How do you think it started? Don't you remember the history of Iraq? No-fly zone over Saddam. Stop it. Using chemical weapons. We're sending advisors. No-fly zone. No troops on the ground. Next thing you know, there come the body bags. There come the amputees. Next thing you know, the country is bankrupt from another foreign war that we couldn't afford. So here we go again. So where's Code Stinko? We're all of the foul-smelling leftists who were screaming against Bush for war. Where are they? Nowhere, because they were never against the war. They were against Republicans and Bush. They never existed for any one reason except to be shock troops of the illegitimate Socialist Party. which is now on the cusp of taking over the country, lock, stock, and barrel. They're a hairbreadth away from having everything they've ever dreamed of. And it's going to take an act of God to save this country. And although I am agitated by what I see going on under this administration and the lack of opposition, I simply remain an optimist to the last. I believe something is going to happen that is going to stop this madness. I believe something is going to happen that is finally going to expose Obama for who he is and bring this party to bear. Finally, I do believe it's going to happen. And I do believe Snowden has the data. And I do believe that's why they're struggling to find him so they can kill him as fast as possible before the final shoe drops. Could you believe that a sitting U.S. representative named King from New York had the nerve to call for the arrest of a reporter named Greenwald? Can you believe that you'd wake up and see a day like that? Would you believe in America that you'd hear a thing like this from an alleged Republican? I never trusted King. Never. He had the good voice. He had the Irish brogue. He said the right things. Sounded like a tough cop from Queens. Little did I know he was just another statist. In my opinion, Mr. King. No respect intended. That's not a slip of the tongue. No respect intended, Congressman King. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be absolutely nowhere. I'll be right back with another big hour across America.
Join the Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You've got to pass background checks. You've got to learn English. You've got to pay taxes. And a penalty. And then you've got to go to the back of the line behind everybody who's done things the right way and have tried to come here legally. So this won't be a quick process.
Oh, no.
It'll take at least 13 years before the vast majority of these individuals are able to even apply for citizenship.
Oh.
So this is no cakewalk.
Now, Obama says, of course, being a skilled liar and a rhetorician, that this is not amnesty. They've got to learn English. Now, does that mean he's going to hire 13 million new agents, English agents? How are they going to know if the people learned English to become a citizen? So what, which is the IRS now going to hire 13 million new agents to go out and how are they going to find out if a person learned English? I guess there's going to be a whole new bureaucracy created by Obama, the English language bureaucracy. And it's going to probably be people who don't speak English. Perhaps from Mexico to see if you... What is he, crazy? What do you mean you've got to learn English? Where'd you hear this crap from? They're all putting this out. You've got to pass background checks. You've got to learn English. So 20 million people are here illegally, or 25, and they've got to learn English, right? Who's going to inspect whether... Who's going to check whether they learn English? They can't tell if the children in our schools speak English. And this president of ours, this damaged goods president, is telling us that they're going to have to learn English to become a citizen. That's unbelievable to me. I mean, one big lie after another. And we also know BS when we hear it. I mean, we can hear it. We, you know, they used to say a BS detector. Well, wow, you don't need a BS detector when Obama speaks. You basically have to turn it off because it'll explode. I mean, all the BS detectors went off in America the minute he got up today. They were ready to explode like radiation meters inside Chernobyl after the Chernobyl meltdown. Yes, indeedy, the illegal aliens have to pass background checks. They don't know who they are, but they're going to pass a background check. And then they have to learn English. Really. And again, I say, just use common sense until you hear it tomorrow on Limpaugh's show. Limpaugh will pick it up tonight. The scribe will get it from him and give it to him. But who is going to inspect whether... Who's going to see if they learned English? How is that possible? No, the balkanization of America will be complete after he gets through with us. To be broken along the lines of ex-Yugoslavia. And that's very, very, very disastrous. It's a tragedy of the greatest kind coming into this country. A tragedy of the greatest making because of this corrupt administration and the corrupt Republican Party. 855-400-7282. I do admire the Mexican people who come here and work so hard. I'm not blind to that. I'm not blind to every restaurant I go in. I know who's cooking. I know who's serving the meals. I'm not blind to the hard work. I walk around the streets of San Francisco and see what's going on. I'm not blind. I'm not deaf and I'm not dumb. I'm the son of an immigrant. I am the only major national talk show host who was the son of an immigrant with one foot in the old world and one foot in the new world. But boy, oh boy, is there a chasm between legal immigration and illegal immigration, isn't there? And I spend a lot of time, as much time as I can, really, looking at reality, walking the streets of San Francisco and trying to hear things and see things. And I told you last week I was on the way to the waterfront restaurant after a show, which is my new hangout. I try not to go up to North Beach. It's so depressing lately with the bums in the streets and the subway construction that the corrupt politicians have engaged in, the billion-dollar tunnel to nowhere that's not even being written about by the Nun newspaper, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party, so far as I can tell. Streets of North Beach are basically obliterated by the subway to nowhere, the equipment, the dust, the grime, undermining the very Italian neighborhood that they eat in just for greed. But what else is new under the sun? So I tend to hang around on the north waterfront. I'm always comfortable near water. And I was on the way to the restaurant, as I say to you. It's right on the foot of Broadway. It's sort of my new hangout. When I get into town, I go over there. First of all, it has the best seafood. But I'm telling you this for a reason. Because the reason is that on the way over, it was on a weeknight on a Saturday, a group of kids came off a bus. Two huge buses stopped by the ferry terminal near one of the piers. And I saw these kids coming off in tuxedos and, you know, the gowns that high school kids wear. And they were all Chinese kids, 98% Chinese kids. And they were dressed beautifully. And I said to the friend of mine, Jack, I said, that's the future of America. It's beautiful to see. I said, that's the future of America. They'll save us from these politicians who are trying to destroy us. Because these kids all want a home in the suburbs and 2.1 children. In other words, they still want the American dream, thank God. It's the Asian kids who will save this country. They get married, they have children, they make a living, they work hard. I mean, it's amazing to watch. And by the way, just as a side note, if you're going to go off your high alkaline diet, as I have, well, let's put it to you this way. If you have a last meal on Earth and you're at San Quentin, which I don't wish upon anyone, but let's say you have one last meal request, don't order pizza for your last meal. Get the pancetta prawns at the waterfront restaurant. I mean, I violated my diet. I went from A to Z on that one. But thank God I did what I had to do. I cleansed my body with my high alkaline diet because of my training, and I'm kind of into a rebalancing phase. But wow, was it good to violate the diet. I was the monk who went over the wall. Yeah, if you're dying, you have one last request. Have pancetta prawns from my friend's Al's restaurant. So life goes on. I mean, I'm not going to stop eating. I'm not going to stop playing with my dog. I'm not going to stop doing my radio show. I'm not going to stop living. I'm going to go on with life. I cannot let the illegitimate cower under me, to put it in a very simplistic manner. If you care to comment on the Savage Nation, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's take some calls. WABC. George, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Michael. And I'd rather have beef Wellington than a Bordeaux, but anyway.
So that would be your last meal request? It wouldn't be a box of pizza and a soda?
Yep. Anyway, the reason he's not spying on certain individuals, in particular like the terrorist groups, is because they're his fifth column. As a Marxist, he's utilizing them, abusing them or conning them, just like all tyrants through history. They made friends with religion, and then when they got to where they wanted to be, they destroyed the religion. He's going to double-cross them as well.
Who, the Muslim friends he has?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he's using them how do you want to...
Do you notice that while the riots are going on in Turkey, Obama, the friend of every despot on earth, whether it be the Muslim Brotherhood that arose in Egypt because of him, or the Muslim Brotherhood that arose in Libya because of him,
uh-huh,
or the so-called opposition in Syria that John McCain himself embraced like the fool he is. Do you notice Obama has nothing to say about the riots in Turkey that are ongoing right now? Do you know why? Because they're the opposite of the other riots. These rioters in Turkey, people don't even know in America because of the dumbness in the media. They don't even know what the riots are about. The great protests in Turkey right now are not by Islamists trying to take over the government, but by modernists who do not want Islamization to continue on the roll on the steamroller path that it's on. They're saying to Erdogan, no, we're not going down the road of the veil. No, we're not going down the road of the burqa. No, you're not going to put our women into the dark ages. No, you're not going to take away our freedom. That's what the riots and protests are in Turkey right now, and that's why Obama has nothing to say about them. George, don't you agree with me?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And sadly...
You know, I'm the only one in the... Have you heard this analysis before? I don't listen to other shows by and large. I don't have the time. But has anyone else talked about the riots in Turkey with such clarity as I have? No. No, because they don't even know what's going on. They haven't heard about it or read about it. And since Limpor doesn't know what's going on, his minions don't know what's going on. The minions who follow his sled. Okay, thanks for the call, my friend. If you care to talk on the Savage Nation, you can try to get on. I think that this story is the biggest story of your life. And I think that Snowden is a great hero. He is one of the greatest heroes of my life. He has nothing to gain by this. Nothing. He's lost his life. He's given his life for his country. What more could a patriot do than what this young man Snowden did? And yet that drunk, that sellout drunk, Boehner, had this to say. Play clip one for a moment for the audience.
He's a traitor. The president outlined last week that these are important national security programs to help...
Okay, John Boehner, you ought to look in the mirror before you open your mouth. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dinovite and I went to DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed. The kelp.
The digestive enzyme. That are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
Another line for you. Sleep at night. Let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
K
Cache Creek Casino Resort salutes you with the Red, White, and You Jeep Celebration. June 1st through July 7th. Come on in for your free daily swipe. Win cash, dining, and entries into our Star Spangled Weekend Drawings. Every weekend in June, we're giving away a guaranteed $15,000 in cash drawings. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., three lucky winners at each drawing will walk away with a wallet full of great American dollars, $2,500 in Benjamins each. And we're celebrating independence in a huge way. From July 3rd through the 7th at 7 p.m., two lucky people will win $2,500 cash. And one will win a true American vehicle, the Jeep Patriot. On the road or off, you're free to roam. The Red, White, and You Jeep Celebration through July 7th, only at Cache Creek. Play the best, close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 0758212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year will cost us a little more than last year, but how exactly will the new economic policies affect all of us? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar. Our luncheon. The first will be on Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Join us again Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. No cost, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Mark Levin.
That even pisses me off more than conservative women not defending conservatives.
Weekdays at 3.
Just sit there and watch, smile.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
What? Who that has apparently been conducted in America without firing a shot by the greatest trickster in the history of American governance, Barack Obama, and his consigliere, Eric Holder. He is consolidating his power against independent police agencies. Now that he owns the press and Congress, he is now attacking the New York Police Department's stop-and-frisk program, saying they're going to put a so-called federal monitor because the police have been doing too good a job in New York in stopping crime. Eric Holder says they've been stopping crime on the basis of race. You know how that works, don't you? The same day, Obama came out saying he strongly objects to a religious liberty amendment. The Obama administration said it strongly objects to a proposed amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would have protected the religious rights of soldiers, mainly evangelical Christian service members, who are facing growing hostility towards their religion within the military. So he's attacking the police. He's attacking the Christian church. And the same day Bill Clinton wins the Father of the Year Award. Now, this is beyond belief. It's Alice in Wonderland. Bill Clinton wins Father of the Year Award. New York City luncheon benefiting Save the Children. Amazing what a propaganda machine this is. I've been asking what we can do to protest and bring the government to justice. Bring the government to justice. Bring Clapper of the National NSA before the people. And I've been quoting a 1970s bumper sticker that was very famous amongst liberals. When the leaders refuse to lead, the people must lead the leaders. I'm asking you people, even former liberals, what can we do? A million people in the streets would mean nothing to this. They're insulated. They don't care. The media is owned by them. They would underestimate the numbers. If you had a million people come to Washington, they'd say there were 300,000. Or they'd have a scandal emerge to cover that up. So it has to be more effective than the old smokestack kind of marching. We don't live in Egypt. We don't live in Turkey. I would say that hanging them by their own petard is the only answer. Now, what does that mean? It's an old saying. When someone tries to screw you, you screw them with the methods they're using to screw you with. So if they're spying on us via the Internet, why can't the people use the Internet to get the corrupt? before the people and have them tried in the proper, you know, court for their crimes against our Constitution, for invading our privacy, for any one of the number of crimes that we see being committed. And people have been calling saying, well, what if 60 million American taxpayers wouldn't pay their taxes? That's not going to happen. Because the tax protest is not going to work, because you're never going to get that many people to do that. They would be downright scared to do it for fear of this federal government. You could see what this government's capable of. There's got to be a way that people can cripple the economy, even if it's for a day, to show the power of the people via the internet. Cripple the economy for a day until those guilty of the spying scandal and the cyber attacks on the ordinary American are brought to justice. And I can guarantee you, if the people figured that one out, the business community would throw the corrupt to the wolves. WMAL Ryan, do you have an idea of how the people can act to get this government?
I feel like all you got to do is real easy. You shut off your phone for 24 hours. That is it. The Verizon, AT&T, they will notice and they will tell that something happened. Okay, we lost contact for 24 hours. Something happened with millions of people. Anybody can do it from home. You can do it from work. You just shut your phone off. That's it. You can live without a phone for 24 hours.
You know, it's easy to say if you're not running a business, but if you're running a business, you can't live without a phone. Your business would stop running.
Well, I mean, can you sacrifice 24 hours for maybe?
I don't know. Somebody has to call a national strike and plan it 6 months in advance and say, we're shutting our phones down on November 5th, 2013. We're shutting them off in protest of Obama's power grab. We want Eric Holder to resign. We want Obama impeached. We're shutting our phones off for 24 hours. What effect would it have, though? That's the question.
Even if you could achieve it,
which I doubt, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think people are going to shut their phones off. There has to be a way the internet can be used that they can be hung by their own petard, so to speak. There's something that can be done. I don't know what it is. See, I was trying to think that there was some nobility in criminals, because I remember reading about World War II in the joint effort by the U.S. Naval Intelligence with the Mafia, which doesn't exist, in working together to stop sabotage on the docks, etc. They actually reached out to Lucky Luciano. So that's a very famous story. But now it's a little different, because you don't have a legitimate government reaching out to any segment to save the country. You've got a government that wants more power. And more power means more money. And more money and more power means the end of America, because it's never supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be checks and balances. And since there's no opposition party in the Republicans, there's very little opposition for them to worry about. They seem to have gelded the entire Republican Party. Tell me who the opposition is within the Republican Party on this issue alone. There is no one. The entire Republican Party has jumped in lockstep behind the locks in the White House. That's right. The locks in the White House has put them all in his net. Why? How is that possible that Peter King would call for the arrest and punishment and prison for a reporter? You didn't hear this? So now we understand what's going on. Every one of you are being watched by some idiots sitting in a room in an underground basement out of some... It's right out of 1984, Brave New World. As I said to you, I had a classic liberal arts education as an undergraduate. And I learned what to be afraid of in terms of a totalitarian government emerging. And now I'm living within a totalitarian government. Diversity brought you this crypto-fascist government.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO. Solano County public health officials say they have confirmation that a bird found in Fairfield was infected with the West Nile virus. With the positive test comes a warning for residents to avoid exposure to mosquitoes and for horse owners to be sure to vaccinate their animals. Authorities say a suspicious letter that caused a scare at a medical malpractice insurance company in Napa contained no anthrax. The FBI tested the package found at the doctor's company on Tuesday and found it was harmless. The scare caused an evacuation of the company while hazardous materials teams investigated. Taking a look at the roadways, have a stall being reported. Upper Deck getting the S-curve, Bay Bridge. It looks like it's going to be blocking the right lane, trying to move that off the bridge. Southbound 280, connector to southbound 85 in the South Bay. Stalled car being reported there as well. And northbound 880 at A Street, road work going into effect. Look for the couple of left lanes to be blocked. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Events in Boston.
Too surreal.
We've had an attack.
Events like this happen.
We will find out who did this,
why they did this.
Information is power.
Bomb squad monitoring.
Updates from ABC as they happen.
Information is power.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
During these tough economic times, the best way to provide for your future and live your dreams may be a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are special government-backed programs for homeowners who meet three criteria. You must be 62 years old, live in your home, and not be delinquent on any federal debt. That's it. No credit checks and no income verification is required. With reverse mortgage, you live in your home as long as you want. And instead of paying money, you receive money every month, or you can take a lump sum payment. And the money you receive is tax-free. Reverse mortgages are regulated by the federal government through HUD and insured through the FHA. But these programs are limited, and you must call now for a free qualification. Call 800-337-3974. It's never been so easy to change your life with one phone call. 800-337-3974. That's 800-337-3974.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
To truly deal with this issue, Congress needs to act. And that moment is now.
This week, the Senate will consider a common-sense, bipartisan bill that is the best chance we've had in years to fix our broken immigration system. It will build on what we've done and continue to strengthen our borders.
You're listening to the greatest liar in the history of the American government. Here is damaged goods Obama with 5-6 major scandals, including the greatest spy scandal of our life. Not saying I'm sorry, not saying I'll fix what we did to you, but saying we'll go further now and damage America for good by granting amnesty to 31 million illegal aliens. Now, if the government says 11, that means it's double it, triple. Moreover, if they grant amnesty to what, 11 million illegals, 12 million, 13 million, no one knows. They don't know because they don't spy on them. They only spy on taxpayers. They will then be able to bring in all of their relatives and put them immediately on welfare, medical care, put them into our schools, unassimilated into the schools, don't learn English, we'll teach you in your language. How is the country going to afford that? Answer, we can't afford that. It will bankrupt America finally and totally. But then again, this is an issue that I've been talking about since 1994, and instead of it getting better, it's gotten worse. How this turns around when you have people like Boehner and Lindsey Graham and Rubio, the ice cream man, who are allegedly Republicans, in lockstep with the spy, the chief spy, is beyond me. I don't know what has to happen. I can't imagine what has to happen. So I'll take your calls here on the Savage Nation on these topics, 855-407-282. And we'll go on. Life will go on one way or the other. Other nations have disappeared, and yet the nations continued in a new form. One nation after another had its flowering period, then the petals fell off the flower, the nation went into senescence, and they continued onward in another form. When the barbarians broke the Roman Empire into two, the Roman Empire disappeared as the Roman Empire. But the nature of Rome and the empire changed, that's all. It hasn't done anything since to speak of. Just as France, after World War II, France lost the flower of its manhood and really never recovered, when you think about it. Yeah, there are individual Frenchmen who are superb specimens, but by and large, it was actually after Napoleon, I think, that France never recovered because of the megalomania of Napoleon. He wasted about, I don't know, 1.5 million Frenchmen, 500,000 died on the march back from Russia. 500,000 Frenchmen died in the snow and the cold on the march back from Russia. At that time now, you're talking post-1850, 500,000 Frenchmen died. How many died in World War I? How many died in World War II? The flower of France has never, ever been seen again. They're living on the fumes of Napoleon in France. And that's what we're going to have in America after Obama. Post-Obama, America will live on the fumes of its history and the fumes of its dignity. But the nation will never recover after this man. It's impossible. There are certain blows that are fatal to a nation. This man is committing fatal blows to this country, one after the other, with little or no opposition. On an issue like spying, you would expect there to be great opposition. But then you have turncoats like Lindsey Graham, one of the worst men in the history of the Senate, greeted on Fox News as though he's a legitimate individual when he's nothing but a turncoat. He's a Benedict Arnold to everything good about the country. And he's not alone. He's not alone. Instead, he's being interviewed by Scarface as I speak. Scarface on Fox News, the Scientologist, interviewing Lindsey Benedict Arnold Graham about his position on domestic spying. If you've got a comment to make on the spying or the granting of amnesty to illegal aliens, you can do so. And I don't want to give you a mea culpa that I love Mexicans, because I actually love the Mexican families that I see around me, and I've said so. I've said so for many years. I'm almost embarrassed to have to repeat my position, is that I see the families. But we're not looking at only the good families, are we? We're not looking at the man who kills himself 7 days a week like my father did as an immigrant to raise a family the right way and keeps the children in line, and the mother who raises the children and puts the little girls in white dresses and takes them to church on Sunday. That's a beautiful thing to see. That's a very beautiful thing to see. But really, are they the exception or the rule of the illegal immigrants? How about those with tattoos on their neck who are running drugs into America? How about those people? Are they going to be given amnesty and be made into presto instant Obama voters as well? Look, I'm not that much of a cynic, and I'm not that much of a... I'm a realist in many ways. You know, I was reading Of Human Bondage recently by Somerset Maugham. He used to be one of my favorite authors. Of the years I spent in the Fiji Islands, many lonely nights in the rain, listening to rain hammering on the tin roofs, in Suva in particular. I read those little red-covered books. I forget the series they were, you know, all the fiction that was out then. And Of Human Bondage by Somerset Maugham was an interesting book, and I picked it up. And there's a passage where the main character, protagonist, he has a limp. He has a damaged leg. And he's complaining bitterly about his life, and he doesn't want to go on. He thinks life's not living because he's imperfect. And his antagonist says to him in the novel, "You're not perfect." He says, "I'm not perfect." He said, "Nobody is perfect." He said, the entire planet is filled with imperfect beings, tens of millions of imperfect beings walking around. And he said, that doesn't mean you stop living. He said, what you do is you go on living, and you look for the good in people, not their imperfections. And I thought that was one of the greatest lines I ever read in a novel, to be frank. I mean, I used to read novels when they had lines that were uplifting like that and insightful. I don't see much of that anymore, except in my novels, you know, which I wrote, which are full of insights, in addition to being adventure novels, political thrillers. And yeah, I'll pump it. Go buy it. Yeah, it's great. It's full of insights. A Time for War is a wonderful novel. But, you know, there are people who know things, who write and speak on radio and blog, and publish websites. We have knowledge. I happen to love my own website. I mean, the pictures on it. I have a picture site. You know, I don't. While you slept, the Senate passed a $500 billion farm bill. You hear this? Could you believe this? A $500 billion farm bill. Murder of teen for blasphemy, shock city. That's the Islamic law that's coming to a city near you. They gave him a foot washing stand here in San Francisco, saying it was a very minor accommodation, Sharia law here at San Francisco Airport. A foot washing stand for the Muslim cabbies. I wonder if Christians could establish a shrine to Mother Teresa at the SFO if the very fine individuals who run the airport commission, who gave the Muslim cabbies a foot bath, would permit a shrine to Mother Teresa, or let us say a place for Jews to have a minion or a Buddhist statue somewhere. I think it should be challenged, number one. But I also wonder if the Muslim cabbies who got a foot bath permit blind people with seeing eye dogs to get into their Sterling cabs. Because I understand that in Minneapolis, the Somali cab drivers refused to permit blind people to enter their cabs because they thought dogs were filthy. Isn't diversity wonderful? Isn't diversity great? Because you need diversity where blind people are spat upon and foot baths are put into airports so they can cleanse their feet because they're otherwise such clean individuals. No, it's a great country. Diversity is great, what we learn from other cultures, like how to not let blind people into taxis because we hate dogs. Anywho, George in Indianapolis on WXLW. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm one of those liberal people that you dislike, but I wanted to let you know that I'm with you on the spying issue. You should reach out to your fellow people who are on the other side of the political spectrum, because I think you'll find that there are a lot of people who are really angry.
Well, George, I know it's true. The ACLU sued Obama today. I think you know that. The ACLU brought a lawsuit against Obama because of the NSA. Actually, they're suing the NSA, even though we know Obama and Valerie Jarrett were behind it. They're suing the NSA, which they should do. I think a great class action suit is in order. But, George, I mean, between me and you, are they ever going to win anything suing the government?
They have to try.
Well, what you actually believe that Obama was the honest reformer that he pretended to be?
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can you hear me? I said I used to believe that.
Yeah, well, hey, welcome to the club, but I never believed it because I knew his background. It was clearly steeped in Leninism rather than Marxism. People confuse that. Okay, George, thanks for the call. Liberal doesn't believe that Obama's the man he wanted to vote for. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months.
The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I won a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
Attention, men. If you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge.
It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where's the vigorous debate? The purpose of a two-party system is to have a strong opposition. You're supposed to have an opposition and a vigorous debate. When you got Representative Peter King, that blarney thrower from New York, having a nerve to say that the reporter Greenwald, who broke the story of the UK Guardian, should be arrested and go to prison. That's what Peter King said. What has Peter King got to hide? What is he so frightened about? That's what I want to know. The favorite of, Lou Abbott. Lou and Abbott there. Hey, Costello. Lou Costello with the part in the middle of his head. Wall banger. Every night he's on that show. Unbelievable to me. Well, he's just been outed. He outed himself as a crypto leftist. You know, big statist, however you want to put it. I mean, what's the point of making it into words? They're all supporting the surveillance. They're all supporting an overreaching government. No one is opposing it, with rare exception. Yet the true liberals are opposing it. I mean, the best insight so far was, in the name of fighting terror, we have the right to terrorize you, going along with the Fugs song of You Gotta Kill for Peace. That was not a dirty word. That was a hippie 60s band. And, in the name of fighting terror, we're going to terrorize you. Every one of you. Yeah. Military chief disputes stand down claim on Benghazi. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey, a political appointee, told members of so-called Congress that Army Special Forces in Tripoli were never told to stand down from rushing to Benghazi. Liar. I don't believe a word he says. Because they fired three generals who would have said the opposite. In other words, he did what Stalin did. He purged the military. Egyptian author sentenced to prison for book Where is God? This comes out the same day that we read that Obama strongly objects to a religious liberty amendment that would have protected evangelical Christian service members who are facing growing hostility toward their religion within the military, both from witches and from Muslims. The ACLU is suing Verizon and the other companies. Good for them. I hope they win. And so I think true liberals, true First Amendment, true Fourth Amendment liberals know what's going on, and they know that Obama's a phony. He's finally outed himself as a fraud, a front man for some other powers. They finally see the danger they put us in with their slavish worship. The true liberals. The problem is that there aren't enough of them, the real liberals. You know? Now, you know, I could look at this from another set of angles, another couple of angles about this guy, Snowden. I could almost say, if I wanted to get double reverse paranoid, I'll start exercising my mind. I'll show you why I'm so good as a novelist. I could say that Snowden works for Obama and that he released this because Obama wanted it released. Because, now, think about the, play the chess game with me. Let's play it the other way. Okay, Obama, meaning Obama's a series of letters. Forget it as a person or a man. Let's just use Obama as a symbol, as an acronym for an overreaching large bureaucracy and federal government that's in everyone's life and wants to control everything about everybody. Forget the man. The man is irrelevant at this point in that sense, in the sense of the argument. So let's say they release this guy and they tell him to release the information and then flee to Hong Kong. Well, I'm going to take the novelist point of view now. Why would they do that? How is Obama gained by this revelation? He hasn't lost anything. Think about it. In a legitimate government, his administration would have fallen. If we had a legitimate parliamentary system, the government would have fallen. There would have been a demand for new elections. But that didn't happen because we don't have a parliamentary system, number one. And number two, there's been no repercussions, really, for the people who are doing this to us. So now you say, wait a minute. Right. There's been no repercussions. Nothing's going to happen. So if they released Snowden, told him to release the information and take a run for Hong Kong, create a cover story, why do they want us to know they're spying? Why would the acronym Obama, why would that entity want us to know that they're spying on everything we do? To scare you, to frighten you into submission. So it could be that reason alone. In other words, the whole story's fake. The whole thing could be fake. You want me to put it into that context? If I were writing the script for a movie, the whole reason for this is to scare you into submission and make you frightened and make you understand that it's all over, that there's been a coup and there's nothing you could do about it. And he is the ultimate dictator and he's won. There's been an absolute silent coup without a shot being fired. There's been a bloodless coup in the United States of America. run by the corrupt Democrat Republican machine, the oligarchy. That's just, it's just fantasy. You got to understand. Now, of course, when we get to the level of the ex-Soviet Union, anyone who thinks as creatively as I do will be declared mentally insane and rounded up by the government and put into a government psychiatric facility and put on major medication and treated the way the Soviets treated dissidents. If any dissident said the Soviet Union was a criminal enterprise, if anyone said that the Soviet Union was an oppressive state, if anyone said that the salami tastes like garbage, if anyone said the people were hungry, they were considered enemies of the revolution and insane because they knew that they were living in paradise. The Soviet paradise couldn't have been that bad. Anyone who said it was bad was crazy, according to the Politburo. So they sent the guys out in the KGB black limos. They rounded the dissidents up and put them into the Gulag Archipelago. Or first they put them into a state psychiatric facility and filled them up with drugs in order to break their mind. Well, it hasn't happened here yet. Or has it happened here yet? Why do you think there are so many drug people walking around in Somaland? The United Soma States of America, USS of A. The United Soma States of America, USS of A. The United Soma States of America, the USS of A. So, okay, there we are. That's a couple of thoughts. It's talk radio. Lighten up. I don't know what I'm talking about. Rely upon a reliable source. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Trust the important news people. Every time I see that on one of the cable channels, Tom Brokaw, the most trusted man in the American media. Are they crazy? That's like saying Dan Rather, the most trusted name. They were government hacks. They were part of the state apparatus. What do you mean trusted? Trusted by whom? You know, there's another thought. I'll throw it out there. I don't think this will get me in too much more hot water than I already am. I mean, I've gone so far into it tonight, there's no coming back from where I'm at. I know that. This is going to be a very bad night after the Pet Cemetery and the show. It's going to be a rough one, folks. Yes, it's going to be a rough one on the old Savage Sea tonight. Very fertile dreams, I can assure you. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for whatever I dream. I'll be sure to tell you about it. Right, the government's sending dreams into my head now from a car in the street. You know how many crazy people are out there saying, the government's putting these thoughts in my head. The government's making me dream these things, you know. But anyway, I'm not quite there yet. I have a fear that once they legalize the masses, the hordes of illegal aliens from Mexico, and they have 30 million new voters, they're going to use them, not only in the midterms the way they used them in the last election with the 3 million that Obama illegitimately, by the way, categorically, with a stroke of a pen, legalized 3 million Mexicans. Incidentally, you don't remember that because the Republican Party didn't tell you. I have a feeling that they're going to win the midterms with the fraudulent votes of the illegal aliens. And then, when they have the total power that they've always wanted, they're going to vote for the end of term limits. And Obama will run again, and he'll be president for life. And this man could be in office for 30 years. That's a nightmarish scenario. Discount it, please, because I'm not Tom Brokaw. There's been a coup in the United States of America. A small group of power-mad despots have taken over the country. We know that if there's a Republican Party at all, it's supine or non-existent. They've been reduced to rubble. All they are a bunch of drunks waiting for handouts from the Democrat machine. That's number one. So I've told you there's an oligarchy. So who's running the country? A small group of people have conducted a silent coup in this country, and now they've gathered private information about their political enemies, and they're lying through their teeth telling you that, well, they didn't do it to spy on you, they didn't mean to, they didn't do anything. They did it strictly because they stopped many terror plots, which is a complete lie. In fact, if you look at the Guardian article, NSA surveillance played little role in foiling terror plots, experts say.
Savage.
Win a